A lot of people have been outside cooking with the holiday that we've had go by, and we've had, you know, pretty nice weather for doing some cooking. And I, as you know now, every Wednesday on the WGN TV Morning News, I'm doing my Dean Cooks segment, where I cook different things on TV. Most people are, it's extremely popular, this cooking segment. I don't think because of what I'm cooking. I think people are enjoying it because they are hoping this is the week that I set myself on fire, that I have an accident with a knife, that there'll be, you know, some kind of injury. That's really the main reason to watch our cooking segments. But we had a super, you know, popular segment this past week, when I did some side dishes. People were, like, really, really interested in texting and emailing and dropping messages to me for recipes and things like that on social media, especially for one side dish that I prepared, roasted corn with feta cheese and fresh dill. It's amazingly delicious. And I'll tell you how I made it in a quick second here. But what I want to do for the next few minutes is open up our phone lines for your favorite side dishes to do this time of year. Do you have something that just, you know, is a crowd pleaser every time you prepare it? 312-981-7200. I'd like to get a couple of recipes for your favorite side dishes. Does anyone make baked beans, you know, from scratch? Easy to open up a can, of course, and they're delicious from the can. But I wonder, does anybody do it from scratch, where you take the dried beans and cook them, and you have some kind of recipe? I don't know, molasses, brown sugar. I honestly have no idea. I've never done it from scratch, and I'd be curious if anyone has. How you do that, 312-981-7200 for, you know, the traditional summer side dish of baked beans. But let me tell you about this corn side dish that I made. I made three of them, but the by far the most popular one is this roasted corn, feta cheese, and fresh dill. I took probably about six. I think I had six ears of corn, and I will only have corn if it's roasted. I don't like boiled corn. I know a lot of people like to do it that way. God bless you. You boil all the flavor out of it, in my opinion. So you know, I take all the husks off in the silk, and I put a little tab of butter in with the corn, and then wrap it up in aluminum foil. It's a lot easier at the table when you're serving it than having you can cook it in the husks, but it's a mess when you serve it with the husks and the silk and everything. So I remove all that stuff ahead of time. And then I roast it. It's about 7 minutes per third of the ear of corn. So 7 minutes, you turn it a third. 7 minutes, you turn it a third. High heat. 7 minutes, you turn it a third. You can kind of tell. You push on the kernels a little bit. You can kind of tell when they're done. By then, you should smell the corn kernels caramelizing a bit. You should be able to smell it and tell when it's done. I personally like it a little on the well-done side. I like it a little bit charred myself. So, you know, by the time that's done, it's basically about 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes on the grill. You let it all cool off, and then I cut the roasted corn, this delicious roasted corn that's been buttered, off of the kernels. Into that, I added some chopped celery, some chopped red pepper, and mixed all that together. Now it's kind of buttery. And then once that's all mixed up, I sprinkle crumbled feta cheese on it. And mix that up all together so the cheese gets kind of melty and you get the saltiness from the feta cheese and the sweetness from the corn and the wonderful flavors of the celery and the red peppers. And then at the end, I chop up some fresh dill real fine, sprinkle that in and mix it together and serve it up. I'm telling you, they're going crazy for this side dish of roasted corn, feta cheese, and dill. The recipes are up at WGNTV.com/Dean Cooks. Got all my recipes that I've been cooking since the pandemic began. of barbecue and burgers and pizzas and all kinds of things that I did on the grill. And I'll tell you about my other side dish recipes. I'm looking for someone who does the baked beans from scratch. I'd like to know what goes into that. I can open up a can myself, but who does it from scratch and what goes into that? 312-981-7200. Arlene, what do you do for your summer side dish?
Hi, how are you?
Hello there.
First of all, I have done a cold bean salad, and I got the recipe from that lady who owns that the chef's sofas downtown somewhere. Anyway, what I do is I call it a cheesy chili dip.
Yum.
And it's like one package of the cream cheese softened.
Okay.
One can of chili.
A can of what? I'm sorry, chili, is it?
Chili, yeah, a can of chili.
Okay.
And I mean, it's just so super simple. Well, you just spread the cream cheese on the bottom of like a microwavable pie plate.
Okay.
Top it with the chili and like a half a cup of shredded cheddar cheese or any kind of cheese that you want to do. And 2 tablespoons of chopped cilantro. Microwave it just a little bit till the cheese starts to melt. Serve it with Ritz crackers or whatever. But it's just so easy and so fabulous. And if you want, for one person only, you can just cut that in half, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, super easy. Everybody likes it. And glad to talk to you, Dean.
That's my pleasure. That sounds like incredibly easy. So wait a minute. So I've got the cream cheese on the bottom layer, right?
Right. You spread it. Well, get it, Leah, so it can get to like room temperature.
Room temperature, so you can spread it. Right. And then on top of that goes...
I use my nine-inch pie plates.
Okay. And then the can of chili, just open that up and spread that on top of the cream cheese.
Right.
And then on top of that is some grated cheddar cheese? Is that what you put on?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you want to, you can just put half of the cheddar on one side. I mean, on the put some on the cheddar cheese, a half, and then the other half, mozzarella.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay. But that's it. I mean, it's just super simple. And they get your Tostitos or whatever, or crackers, Ritz crackers even, you know.
Sure. That'd be good with nacho kind of crackers, tortilla chips.
Yes, it would.
Yeah,
even when you have your hot dogs on the grill, too, you know.
Oh, that's a nice one to throw a little, to make a little hot dog addition into that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that sounds extra delicious. That's a perfect side dish. That's what I'm talking about. The perfect side dish, you know, for something like this. One of the other side dishes that I made on TV the other day was tortellini, caprese skewers. So you know, caprese salad is mozzarella cheese, tomato, and basil. So what I did was I got a package of cheese tortellini from the dairy case, and I cooked it per package directions. So now I've got this tortellini. I got some cherry tomatoes, those little mozzarella balls, and some basil leaves, and I just alternated them on a skewer, and I put a little olive oil on it and some balsamic vinegar. It was delicious.
Mm.
Couldn't be easier. Nice, cool, appetizer to serve, side dish to serve on a hot summer day.
So beautiful in summertime, huh?
Yeah, it is. Arlene, have a great day today.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Appreciate the call. This is Barbara. You're on WGN.
Hi there.
Hello.
For baked beans, this has been a family recipe for years, and no one really measures. So basically, you take a pound or 2 pounds, depending on how many people you're going to cook for, of dried Great Northern beans.
Okay.
Now, if you're not comfortable cooking dried beans, I have used canned beans.
Okay.
But you cook the beans, and then while they're still warm, you drain off the liquid, and then while they're still warm, you put in a box of brown sugar.
A whole box?
A whole box.
Wow.
And then if you're using 1 pound of beans, one whole bottle of ketchup. If you're using 2 pounds, I would use probably close to 2 bottles of ketchup. Some yellow mustard.
Okay.
Onion. chopped up green pepper. And if you eat bacon, chop up some bacon in it.
Yeah.
And just bake it, 350, and you have baked beans and the most delicious baked beans you'll ever have.
So basically it's brown sugar, ketchup, bacon, onions and the beans.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then just bake it up a little bit.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds fantastic.
Really, really simple and better than anything you could buy and doctor up. Because if you're doctoring up something in a can, it still tastes like it's canned, but this is really delicious.
Yeah, I've never done it from scratch. I think I'm going to try your recipe on that. That sounds great. Appreciate the calls. Hi, Sandy. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Dean. I make a honey apple cider coleslaw.
Yum.
And you can leave it out all day.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. You don't have to worry about refrigerating it. And with it, there's a little celery in there, some carrots. But it's equal parts of honey and apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
So say I use a cup and a cup, and then I'll use a quarter cup of oil, a teaspoon of dry mustard.
Okay.
About a half a teaspoon of granulated onion, and then salt and pepper, and it's wonderful. Everybody loves it.
Oh, I love a slightly sweet coleslaw.
Yeah, and I use a combination of red and green, but if I'm making it the night before, I don't put the red in until the next morning. Otherwise, everything's pink.
Right. Yeah, you have to wait till the last minute with that. I love that recipe, Sandy. Thank you so much.
So good. And my granddaughter makes some refried pinto beans using the Instapot and some fresh bacon. They're wonderful.
I have got to get me one of those Instapots. Everybody's talking about great recipes that you can do in those Instapots. I've yet to try it yet.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting here making masks, and I thought, well, I'll give Dean a call this morning.
Very good for you for making the masks, and thank you for the recipe, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.
And you as well. Have fun.
Thank you very much. All right, I got to get one guy recipe in here. Is this Patrick?
Yes, it is. Hey, Dean, how are you?
Hello, sir.
Good. Hey, Dean, what me and my wife like to do is take a white onion, and you core out the middle of it.
Okay.
And then you take a quarter stick of butter, and you put it in a little dish, and you put 2 tablespoons of powdered beef bouillon, and you put it in the microwave for about 15 seconds, and then you have your onion in a piece of tinfoil, and you pour that in the hole that you created and all over the onion, and you tent it. You put it in the oven on 425 for about an hour and a half.
All right.
And it accompanies it's like it's almost like French onion soup,
yeah.
But it's a nice little vegetable appetizer. It's so easy to eat, just put it in your mouth, or you could throw it on a burger or put it on a dog. We like to just eat it right out of the tinfoil. It's so good.
Yeah, I'll bet that onion gets nice and sweet when you bake it up like that.
It sure does.
With the butter and the bouillon, it becomes like an instant French onion soup in there.
Totally, yeah. And it's so easy. You throw it in the oven for an hour and a half. You know, you forget about it. And then when dinner's ready, even if you overcook it, it doesn't matter. You take it out, and it's absolutely delicious.
No, I'm telling you what, you know, I've been going crazy with using sweet Vidalia onions lately,
because
when you saute them or bake them or anything, they are so sweet and delicious. I gotta try your recipe here, Patrick. Thank you.
Yeah, you got a great show.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, we guy cooks, we have to stick together here a little bit, get those good recipes out.